We're reading the article Matan Torah by Bala Sulam, item 9. You can ask questions live on CAP TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Matan Torah, item 9.
Let's continue, and instead of repeating, because we don't have too much time, let's continue. The topic is understood to us.
Indeed, we need to examine the heart and the source of this natural law, and who it was that fathered the flaw of shame and impatience that we feel upon receiving charity from another.
As on one hand, we were given a very big will to receive, so much so that it's reached to the cruelest of all, that we want to receive to devour everything that's in the world. That's on one hand. On the other hand, towards the degree of beast, where the beast eats, it takes, it doesn't look at anyone. There are beasts that are more quiet and calmer and with their ego, and there are those that are very cruel, yes, like a lion and a wolf. And there are those that are like a cow and or a bunny, or, yeah, but nevertheless, each of them, the will to receive in its degree, wanting just to receive, and it has no shame in it. It doesn't feel that it belongs to someone, to something. Rather, it is completely a system of the will to receive that is all the time eating. It constantly wants to sustain itself. It's operating according to instincts, meaning rules that 100% from foot to tail, from head to tail, is operating just by the laws of nature in these creatures. And there's another unique creature here, which is called a person and beast you shall save, O Lord, meaning that there is a special creature called a person, a human, which has on one hand a cruel will to receive more than all the animals and beasts. And on the other hand, against that addition of the will to receive that is unlimited, truly, it wants to devour the whole universe. For what? He himself doesn't know what for. But that's how the desire operates in him. And what else does he have? Shame. It's really the thing that is completely misunderstood. That if we were to develop the medicine, the remedy against the shame. Doctor, do you hear? I swallow a pill, and I have no shame. Okay or no? What do you think? What kind of behavior would you see in me after that? Huh? What would I do to you, Niv?
I don't know what you do to me, but obviously the kind of behavior we'd see.
No, we don't understand. We don't understand. It's so, it stops us so much. It holds us back so to an extent that we can't imagine to ourselves what behavior would be. It's like you see a lion coming to you. You can talk to him so that he won't, you know, kill you? No. In him, it's one goal, to eat. He doesn't have a calculation with you, meaning a calculation with the others, the response of the other. It could be only under the condition that it harms him. Meaning that if I'm taking a stick, he knows that by this stick it'll cause a certain problem for him. You know, just like in the circus we can see. By what? But through fear and candy and, you know, the carrot and the stick. By that we can operate towards the will to receive. There's nothing. There's no nothing here. So if we could give humanity such a remedy to lose that shame, we would see in the world another 8 billion animals but super animals that would truly, it's truly difficult to depict such a thing, but it's worthwhile to think about it. Maybe it's even worthwhile to make a movie out of this, Senka. What do you think? It would be something. Meaning, there's no calculations. Nothing. Just my pleasure, my profit, and we have to take into consideration the damage. But only towards me. I don't feel the other. Only towards me, profit, damage. Profit, damage. It's so primitive and simple that we can't imagine to ourselves. And then we will understand that our whole development, where we came out of the caves and developed and all kinds of, that's only by that force of shame, which gives us the feeling of considering others, because the shame is an addition to the will to receive, as I am damaged by the other in his attitude towards me. It's very difficult to understand that I am stopping myself from using my regular will to receive. Yes? Meaning, I don't like come to you and take something from you like an animal I would take if I was in a degree of an animal. Because I'm in a degree of a human, it stops me. I can't, because then I will feel that I am damaged. That I am damaged. So much so that I stop my will to receive from enjoying. Meaning, my pleasure now is to sustain myself at the degree of Adam. Look how many people invest in this. Yes? How many people invest in this so that they won't be harmed? All that they do is all together because of the shame. Where is the money, honor, control, all that you could associate to the degree of a human above a beast? It's all by shame. And what about education? Education needs to sort for us the attitude towards the will to receive and shame in such a way that I will feel myself that I am developing the shame to such a form that it helps me feel the will, my will to receive in a complete and eternal way. And that's called Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction. Not good? It's not understood? Then think. That's fine. But think. Why am I saying this? Of course we don't understand this. I'm just saying about the fact that you should understand how much the matter of this addition, this blemish called shame and impatience that he says belongs to a person, to human. This is what belongs to humans. Did you ever see channel 41, 43, with the animal channel? I think it's 43 on my machine. Look over there. They show you the behavior of wolves, of lions, and big cats, and other animals. Imagine to yourself that that's how we would depict man. Not on 43, channel 43, on channel 44, let's say. So that's a human. How would you build that movie? Where you have someone who comes from another world, from a different galaxy, and you want to show them that you have animals, all the animals of this world, and how they behave. Also, still in vegetative, are in the same form. And you have some other type, some strange, weird type. It has a calculation with something else that's called shame. How would you demonstrate it? Yes? How would you present it to someone who's not of our world? What is that special creation? What does it give to him? What does it do? How he's taking into consideration what and why? It's an artificial, the thing that exists in him. It stops him from enjoying directly. And he comes to all kinds of, look at the different forms of life that don't have any, there's no need for. Only in order to fill that shame, or to diminish it, or not be damaged by it. It's something very special. That's work for psychologists. Okay, let's continue.
It is understood from a law that is known to scientists that each branch bears the same nature as its root. One. And that the branch also desires, seeks, and craves and benefits from all the conducts of the root. Two. Conversely, all the conducts that are not in the root, its branch removes itself from them, cannot tolerate them, and is harmed by them. This law exists between each root and its branch and cannot be breached. This opens before us a door to understand the source of all the pleasures and pains in our world. Since the Creator is the root of His creations, we feel all that exists in Him and which extends to us directly from Him, as pleasant and delightful for our nature, is close to our root. And everything that is not in Him and does not extend to us directly from Him, but contradicts creation itself, will be against our nature and difficult for us to tolerate. Thus, we love the rest and hate to move so much that we do not make a single movement if not for the attainment of rest. This is because our root is in motion, but at rest, and no motion exists in him whatsoever. Therefore, it is against our nature and loathsome to us as well. By the same token, we love wisdom, strength, and wealth, etc., because all those exist in Him who is our root. And hence, we hate their opposites, such as foolishness, weakness, and poverty, since they do not exist in our root at all. This makes us feel hateful and loathsome and pains us immeasurably.
That's for time being. That's the condition. He has explained to us about our nature. That's the will to receive together with the shame. This is how they manage us. 10.
Item 10. This is what gives us the foul taste of shame and impatience when we receive from others by way of charity. Because in the Creator there is no such thing as reception of favors, as from whom would He receive? Because this element does not exist in our root, we feel it as repulsive and loathsome. On the other hand, we feel delight and pleasure every time we bestow upon others, since that conduct exists in our root, which gives to all.
Meaning the shame increases for us greatly our kilim upon the beastly nature. For the time being, we will see onwards what to do, meaning that we can enjoy things that don't belong to the degree of animal. meaning the degree of human comes above the degree of animal, specifically by the feeling of shame. What, Chaim?
Rav, as the ego grows, does shame grow too?
Yes, in each and every one. Here it's... I don't want to enter into it, because in each of us, it's in different manners. It's expressed differently in different people. And one feels that if I won't be rich like them, it's not worthwhile to live. And the other one says, if I won't be a scientist like those, it's not worthwhile to live. And the third one, if I won't be a singer, and so forth. Each in his direction. But the lion doesn't make a calculation who ate more or who ate less. And he's not jealous of them, but rather he wants and he observes what his inner desire wants. That regular desire, the egoistic desire, the simple will to receive, does not leave the framework of his the body of a person, of an animal. And by the shame, we go above that.
Suppose we take some primitive tribe, we find them someplace. They have a smaller sense of shame than people that live in Europe, for example.
That's something I can't say. Because it's all relative to the will to receive that's in them. It's... No, that can't be said. They have a codex. A code of behavior, we'll say, that is much harsher than ours. Well, that's already a sea of matters.
Next. Item 11. Now we have found a way to examine the purpose of creation, which is to cling unto Him in its true appearance. The exaltedness and dvikut, which is guaranteed to come to us through our work in Torah and Mitzvot, is no more and no less than the equivalence of the branches with their root. All the gentleness and pleasure and sublimity become a natural extension here, as we have said above. That pleasure is only the equivalence of form with the Maker. When we equalize in every conduct with the root, we sense delight. Two, everything we encounter that is not in our root becomes intolerable, disgusting, or considerably painful to us, as is necessitated by that concept, and we naturally find that our very hope depends on the extent of our equivalence of form with our root.
No.
Well,
why do we attribute shame to the size of the will to receive and not the importance you feel toward the environment?
It's not exactly in the size, it's also in the manner in which it is. And not to the...
The importance I attribute to society, meaning the more important they are, the greater the shame.
So our will to receive is also towards the environment all the time. We can't. If I wasn't living in an environment, I would have a will to receive that is completely... I would live. I would be an animal, not a person.
What's the relation between the size of the will to receive and the importance I feel toward the environment?
If the environment is important to me, then I receive from the environment in addition all the time. It's like we have the greatness of the environment. We have the greatness of the ten, the greatness of the friends. What do I need that greatness of theirs? In order to receive from them and to be incorporated from them, and then to build this mechanism, which is called the kli of the neshama, the kli of the soul.
Can we say that shame is a feedback from the environment? If I'm not in a certain equivalence of form with the environment, the feedback that I get is shame?
No. The principle of shame is within a person. It's inside a person. It doesn't come as a result of the influence of the environment. The influence of the environment later clothes on this. What did I want? Yes.
There are several people from several friends from the world say that today there is less shame than before. Why?
Right, because the will to receive is growing more. But that's also not shame. I'm kind of trying to dilute myself a little bit from these matters, because it's like shame sounds like kind of social acceptance of certain things. Social acceptance of certain matters breaks for us all kinds of boundaries, concepts. All of a sudden, this is possible, this is all of a sudden prohibited. The society, let's say, despises a certain thing or not. And accordingly, seemingly, our shame changes. It doesn't change. It simply enters under the social pressures to a different form. Do you understand? Let's say, now there's going to be a brainwash that from tomorrow you can steal openly. You'll see how everyone does it. And on the contrary, whoever doesn't do it will be ashamed that he's not like everyone. And then you immediately make the environment into animals. You diminish the shame. Meaning, our entire education that we talked about earlier, where's the education here, is only in developing shame for us. The will to receive is as it is. But there needs to be, besides it, shame until he is ashamed why he's not bestowing. And his heart shall be heightened in the ways of the Lord. That's what's important. And he'll be ashamed also on his own, and also before the others. And the society, the ten, needs to mainly work on that. We're entering into a nice stage here, where at last you will start feeling that you are on a completely different level than all of humanity, and values, and forms, and laws, and education. We will understand more what we need to do. It'll be easy for humanity. For us, it's difficult, because we need to acquire those forms upon our will to receive, and to clothe it upon ourselves. It's like you have to enter into a clothing particle that is several sizes smaller than you are. But for humanity, it'll be easy. Yes, Cohen.
What's the relation between shame and pride?
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. All the attributes, the qualities that are outside of the will to receive as an addition, come as a result of shame. And that's it. That's what doesn't exist in animals. Who else was there? Yes?
You said that the ten has to work more on the attribute of shame in a group, in the ten.
Well, that's something we will talk more about. That's not now, a few minutes before the lesson is
but
over.
I mean, it's a different sort of shame.
Yes, I said that. When will my deeds be like my forefathers? When will I be similar to the Creator? All our work, our spiritual work is like that. I need to show this to the society. I need to hold it. I have to hold those friends like that, my friends. I have to show them how much I'm longing for the greatness of the Creator, for my lowness, and so on. That's the work where as I am bestowing upon them that way. What am I bestowing upon? Not on the will to receive, but upon the shame. And all our education also needs to be aimed against the shame in the person. To develop the shame also in size and also in the right direction. I don't need to kind of like beautify myself, kind of clothe myself in some nice way. On the contrary, I need, if it's needed, to show in this way as an example to others, yes. But actually, come to a state where, just like Adam Rishon before the sin, naked and is not ashamed. Imagine to yourself what it means to be corrected. And not out of the audacity that he's naked and he's not ashamed. And he's doing it, meaning he's doing whatever he feels like. But rather, all the corrections that he received in order to bestow, he has nothing to be ashamed of. On the contrary, he's proud. How shame becomes pride, I don't know how to say. Yes, and his heart shall be heightened, prideful in the ways of the Lord. Okay? Yes? We don't have questions here, and there are no questions from the world. Kli? What else do you have?
Olfe from France is asking, on the corporeal level, what's the difference between shame and fear?
There's a connection, but one is not associated with the other. Also in the will to receive, you have also in shame, you have fear, which is connected to the will to receive and through that to fear. Because fear is whether I will be able to fill my will to receive or not. That is the fear. The source of the fear comes from an empty space. Okay? This evening we have a unity evening, an opportunity for spiritual ascent. What intentions should we be throughout the day so we succeed? Today, all the world is gathering, and the Israeli Kli especially. I'm inviting the whole Kli, all our groups from all the places of Israel, to come to us, to hear, for this assembly. We're going to have here a discussion, a workshop, songs, discussions, all that we can possibly do in order to grow, cause us a connection on a new degree. I mean this, I'm intending for this, I'm preparing myself for this, and I'm also offering you and asking you to be in preparation for this, the proper preparation, and to heat ourselves up, to warm up our hearts for a connection such that we will be able to melt our hearts and connect them to one heart truly. That's it. So this evening we will see you, and we will come to a state as one man in one heart. And with that, thank you to our TV viewers. Good day. Unity evening, we're all in the convention. Today, Sunday, the 20th of January at 6 o'clock in the evening, Israel time, we'll meet for a unity of our hearts that the Israeli groups are preparing for us. This evening, it's all in the sign of preparation and signature and registration for the World Convention. We're going to prepare ourselves to invite Israel to the convention. We'll be in a special lesson with Rav Lightman. We'll sing, we'll be happy, and we'll be feeling the spirit of one united Israeli Kli. Notice that the Radio Kabbalah Al-Am will be accompanying us the whole time. Broadcast will start at 4:30 till the beginning of the lesson, then we'll continue its broadcast immediately at the end of the evening and will accompany us on the way home until 11 o'clock. Thank you to our viewers on the TV, and good day.
אשרי אתה אחרי הזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי אתה אחרי הזקן, כנף שכינה יחד תחבקם. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי בת מלך שזכתה לשלום בית ושלווה. אשרי העם שכחן לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי העם שכחן לו, אור הזוהר יורד דרכו. אשרי בניו אשרי בנותיו, להם רואה ונאמן. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד על כל. אשרי העם שככה לו, אור הזוהר יורד על כל.